We're in Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches. We're up to Sif Ches. We'll be doing Ches through Yud. Nitol ha'etz shehu toloi bo be'ilin mi'ikar ha'esrig. If the ukitz of the esrig, the part that it hangs from the tree with, fell out, v'nishar makomo guma, and you're left with a cavity there, puzzle. There it's puzzle. Why is that? It's chaser. V'shas ha'tchak. If there's no other esrig in town, the halacha is that you can make a bracha on even the first day, and the same goes for nitl pitmasa. Hagos says the Ramavim, Yinotl Tzasa Eitz, V'nishar Ovi Kolshehu, Shekol Rochav Haguma Mechusa Kosher. What happens if a little bit of wood remained inside, so that you do see, like the cavity is finished off nicely, the halacha is that it is kosher. Further, Siftes. Also Chazozis. Pirish Targum, O Yalefes, O Chazozan. Chazozis is some kind of fungus. Olav. It grew something. Imbebezo begimel makom is puzzle. If it's in two or three places, it is puzzle. Why is that? Because it is mechsi kemen numer. It looks spotted, and it's not kosher. V'memakom echad, whereas what if it's in one place? Im olo al rubo puzzle. So then the halacha is, if it's one enormous chazozis, it's got to cover the majority of the esrik to pasel. V'yemalchotmo afilo kol shu pasel. And if it's on the chotim of the esrig, the halacha is that it's pasel. Why is that? Because the chotim is most visible. If you see it on there, then it really will take away from the hiddur of the esrig. Says the Mechaber, how do we define the chotim? The chotmo hainu mimokim shemaschal is katzer ulischaded klap erosho. This is where it starts getting narrower. Now this is the rule that when it comes to shinui mara, it's either two places or one place, but it's the majority of the esrig, or a mashu on the chotim. Any of those three will passel the esrig. Now, first of all, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is of Bezo Gimel Makomis. The Bir Halacha brings a Kesef Mishnah who wants to know, why does it say Beis V'Gimel? If it's two, then two pasels. What do you need three for? So he brings the Kesef Mishnah's answer that it can't be two that are so close to each other that they only take up the space of two. It's got to be that there's a space of three. That means there's got to be, if you have two chazozes, and then the space between them must be like a third chazozes. Otherwise, we look at the two as one, and it's not mechsi kemenumer. It doesn't look spotted. The Mishtabura, however, doesn't like the idea of how do we know what the shear of a chazozes is to say that you need a chazozes in between. Exactly how does that work? So the Mishnah Berurah just says, one thing you know for sure, it's got to be more than a chut asara that separates between the two to make it a mechsi kemen numer. Now, what is called the chotem? So we said it's either two places or one place, but it's rov, or on the chotem. What is the chotem? So the Mechaber said where it starts getting narrower. Lamaisa, the Rambam learns that the Chotem is only near the Shoshanta. The Rosh is the one that says it's all the Shipua. It's as far up as it goes. And as far down as it starts moving, upwards. That means it gets narrower. So Halacha L'maisa, we do follow the Rosh. We go that from where it starts getting narrower, and from there and up, if you have even a Kol Shehu of Shinimara, it's possible. Sif Yud. Yesh Omrim Dahod Beis VeGimel Makomas Pasul Hainu Davka Shenispashet Hanimer Berubo. Even though when you have two or three places, you don't need rov. You don't need that rov of the esrig should be covered by Shinimara. However, you must have that within Rove of the Esrig, there is Shini Mara. Example, you have a bunch of tiny spots. Together they make up the minority of the Esrig, but they have to be distributed evenly among the majority of the Esrig. But what if it's a miyut, like they're all on one side, it's kosher. And Mishnah Berurah says that means the bottom. It couldn't mean one side because then it hits the chotem. Some say no, you don't need this. In other words, it's a machlokis. Do the two or three spots have to be spread out among the rove of the esrig, or is enough that they're close together? Now, lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Levush and the Eliyahu Rabbah that say that the halacha is like the first daya, which means that it's got to be spread out among rov. The Mishnah Berurah also says that rov can mean rov of the hekif, which is the rov of the circumference, going around it, not from top to bottom, but going around it in its width. If you have three spots or two spots that go along that way and they cover rov of the esrig, that is enough. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you have many little spots? There you should really be machmir on the first day, even by miyut.